We're here on KSOM, KS95, as we talk girls and boys basketball season recaps. Riverside girls certainly had a great season. They came up just one step short of making it to the state tournament. And Mark Jepson, head coach for the Riverside girls basketball team, joins us here. And coach, certainly disappointed that I'm sure you didn't get to the state tournament, but still a great season, 20-4 overall. Your thoughts about your team and what they accomplished this past season?
I've said it before, and I'm sure people are tired of hearing it, but we came in with just a few goals, and we met them as far as working hard and having a good attitude and not quitting. And I'm super proud of the growth that those girls had over the season. We certainly didn't think that we'd be contending for the state basketball tournament, but we did, and we came up short. So it gives us just fuel for the fire for next year.
Yeah. What about, I mean, heck, this team won 11 games last year, so you improved by 9. And before that, they only won 7, and it'd been multiple years where they only had single digits in wins. I mean, you go all the way back to 2009-10 when they won 10, and then they didn't win double figures until last season. So, I mean, this team just exploded onto the scene this year. What was the difference, do you feel like, in the St. Albert game? I mean, you gave them everything they could handle for them, maybe one of their closest games of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The kids, there's a great group of kids that have added a great attitude. They've had success in other sports. You know, the St. Albert game, they're a great team. I mean, like, they were tough to scout you know, we hung with them and battled back. We could never get a decent lead to maybe add the pressure, a little bit more pressure on them. And just their experience, probably five of the last 6 years at that game and maybe a little bit more experience from the Riverside head coach would have helped out too. I mean, you just never know. We played as good a game as we could play and there's always mistakes, so I'm proud of them, and we'll try to get back there.
Well, you have four seniors on this squad. Sophia Taylor is one of them who started every single game for you. Ellie Henderson came back with the team in December and got a few starts and was a key player off the bench. Ayla Richardson started a few games for you. Riley Ewald also started a few for you. What can you say here about your graduating players?
I can't say enough, and I challenge them to help me change the culture and be leaders and bring on some younger kids, and they all did that. I mean, and I really challenged Sophie Taylor, and man, she was big for us this year. And sometimes it didn't show in the stats, but her calming influence and just leadership, it was unnoticed, was second to nobody. And you know, Riley, you know, she went down with first minute that she played against St. Albert. That really hurt us. She's played a lot of basketball in her life and summers, and she's a strong ball handler. And I don't know if it's a difference or not, but it's certainly hurt us quite a bit to lose her. And I don't know anything about her injury, but my heart went out for her because you just never want to end your season that way as a senior. And Ellie Henderson, you know, she came out late and everybody accepted her. She's a heck of a defender. I mean, she's just a great athlete and strong and fast. And she really helped us take the next step. I mean, we were having a good year, but when she came out, we kind of took off. And Ayla, you know, she worked hard every day and she had a great attitude as well. You know, she didn't play last year, so I was thankful that she came out this year to be a part of it. And we'll miss those four. You know, we have some numbers coming back, but it's hard to replace seniors, especially a group like those four.
Yeah. Well, if I had one take about this team or one opinion or one thought, it's just like you didn't rely on just any one or two players. You know, it was really, truly, I mean, it was, and it just wasn't your starters either, 1 through 5. I mean, it was 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean, you had tremendous depth, And any one of those players that, that played in a game could contribute and become a play a factor at any point in time. Is that maybe the one thing that you will take from this team?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a slugfest every practice, and we even talked about leading up to St. Albert that it's an inter-squad scrimmage. I mean, it's what it felt like, because we had 15 varsity suits, and you saw Madison Kelly go down, and Lily Reed stepped up, and Riley went down, and other kids had to step up. And I mean, we had some depth, and so why not take advantage of it? You know, it'd be nice to have a go-to like Ava Underwood. Like at the end of the game, they just gave her the ball and said, take over. And we did the best we could with that. So hopefully after this summer, we get some work in, and we have, you know, some kids that improve enough that we can just say, hey, let's give the ball to Sydney and get out of the way, or Caden, or whoever. It doesn't matter to me who scores. And the great thing about this group is it didn't matter to them either. And that's the way our season went. We were team, and they accepted that. It was fun.
Well, I think what's also impressive is your core of sophomores here with Sophia Fenner and Sydney Summers and Caden Schrock, with Caden Snack. I mean, these three were consistent and they performed each and every night. What can you say about these three sophomores? Because if it wasn't for them, I don't think you would have gotten as far as you would have.
No, I mean, that group of kids is, they play a lot of basketball. I mean, their parents or youth coaches or both or whatever. I mean, they've been successful in everything they've done from when they're little kids until now. And they want more, and they're hard workers and great attitudes. And I mean, I'm not surprised they all three of those kids played quite a few minutes last year too. You know, so just another growing step this year, and you know, gonna need them to make another step next year to keep going. And there's kids that didn't play that will surprise you guys next year, I'm sure.
Okay, who are some of the kids that that didn't play that might surprise us?
Well, you saw Lily Reed there at the end, and Bailey Richardson is, she's a heck of a defender, and you know, she kind of got stuck behind depth. She'll be a senior, but we're expecting big things from her. And Casey Perkins played a lot last year, and you know, with a couple new students this year and just depth, it was hard, but she works hard and she's got a good mind about basketball. And so there's some kids coming.
Yeah. And then you got, we haven't even mentioned the junior class. I mean, you got Carly Miller started 6 games for you. You mentioned Bailey, her playing time will increase. Madison Kelly, you mentioned, got hurt. She started a couple of ball games for you. Adeline Martins was in and out of the lineup for you, got significant playing time. You know, these will be your seniors going into next year. What can you say about them and what they can do to lead this squad?
MK, Madison Kelly, if there's a rebound to be had, she's probably going to get it. We need her to work on her offensive game. She has it. It's just the confidence of scoring. I mean, she's battling Sydney every single practice and is able to score on Sydney sometimes, and that's not easy to do. So I'd really like her to work on that a little bit this summer. And Adeline Martins is just, she's just a super kid, and she works as hard or harder than anybody, and she can score. We got to figure out how to get her mind to think score, because she can put it on the floor and she can shoot it from outside. And you know, I'm excited for that whole group with the summer, you know, first summer they've had with me anyway, and see what we can get out of them.
So what do you think this team needs to do to get to the level where Trainer is at? I mean, sometimes, you know, playing Trainer, that's got to be the X mark, you know. You need to get over some of that mystique of playing them, which there's a lot of other teams that can't. What do you need to do to get to that level? And that's pretty much state tournament level.
Yeah, I mean, just have a good summer. I mean, I keep talking about it, but we need to be basketball players. We're athletes right now, and we need to have just basketball players when the time comes. And that's just getting better at handling the ball and better about on-ball defense and being quicker with our shots or catch to shoot the ball instead of catch, think about shooting the ball and then it's too late. I mean, you play teams like Trainer or St. Albert or several of them, you don't have time to think about it. You have to, it's got to be a habit. So those are things we'll work on to try to be better about competing with some of the top teams. That's where we want to get. So that's what we'll do.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and a great season that it was for Riverside, and best of luck in the offseason. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for all your coverage. We appreciate it.
Mark Jepson, head coach for Riverside Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.